That just has one?
Just one water, and I had charge here. And there's always something getting matter with them. They harder than other success, I don't think. Of course, if you're just going to use it for a year, why, you can get by, but they short out. And how to get to them.
So, you're putting up a fence, you said you put up a post, right?
Yeah, a fence post.
Now you put up two, you'd say you're putting up two fence, two what?
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you just don't know how high you wanted it now.
Well, let's just talk about driving. Say I'm going to have to drive in two fence. At each corner, I'm going to have to drive
two in. Two poles.
Yeah, okay, fine. Now, what would you call a collection of, if you're clearing the rocks or stones out of the field, and then made a kind of wall or fence out of that? What would you call that?
I call it a rock fence, I reckon.
All right. Now, if you get the container was used at the well. You get the water out of the well. And,
well, now we use pumps. Right. They used to use a bucket and a windlass.
Uh-huh.
But now, generally, most everybody has got an electric pump.
Mm-hmm.
And pumps their water.
Now, if this were, now that we're talking about, the bucket was made of wood. What if the bucket, if it's made of metal, made of galvanized steel or tin or something like that, or aluminum, would it still be called a bucket?
Yeah, it can be called a water bucket, but the best bucket that was made was wooden bucket made out of cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And, everybody had one of them most, but now to carry water around to all water flowers or something like that, they have a zinc bucket ordinarily now for that.
Now,
sprinkler or something like that.
To carry the food out to the hogs.
Well, we call that the slop bucket.
Okay. Something used for frying eggs.
Skillet.
Do you remember something like that that had four legs that they used to put on into a fireplace?
That's an oven.
Okay, it was like kind of like a frying, like a skillet, except that it had legs.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. A heavy iron vessel with a large opening on the top. For boiling water, so you're gonna maybe doing the water.
Tea kettle.
Yeah, now that's a tea kettle, something you use to put on the stove, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is something big, a great big black.
Well, that's a watch kettle.
Okay. Did you ever call it anything like that a pot? You call it
wash pot? Yeah.
Wash pot or wash kettle?
We got one now that's 50-year-old. Well, I take it out to my daughter's and put it in the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And we make Floyd in it when we kill hogs. And all, and then she would do a washing and boil her clothes in that. And that's just something that everybody had to have, wash kettle one time.
Now,
but now they don't.
What would you call the, if you got some cut flowers and put them in something in the house, what would you call that?
A what?
You went out and cut some flowers, say in a garden, out in the yard, you went out and